It is Christmas Eve, and we are thrilled to welcome this morning Kevin Kling, the author of Holiday Inn, as our guest this morning on Minnesota Reads. In the prologue to this book, he writes so beautifully. The holidays are he's talking about a Christmas carol. He says, the holidays are the time of year for ghosts, unsettled spirits that go bump in our hearts and minds, memories looking for a home. A single phrase can open a door like an advent calendar, and out pops a ghost of the past, present, or future. Kevin Kling joins us this morning. Hi, Kevin. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you're a fan of Holiday Inn also. What a great movie that one is.
Yeah, that was I know everybody has their movies like Wonderful Life or the different, you know, but Holiday Inn was the one that nailed it for me.
We like Christmas in Connecticut in our house.
That's one
that we really like.
Yeah, that's another good one.
But the idea behind Holiday Inn is that there is this wonderful, like, nightclub inn that only opens on holidays. And, of course, then there's seasonally themed stuff. And as you so succinctly observed, Fred Astaire drops by to dance and make trouble.
Fred Astaire was so big in our house, my grandpa kind of looked like Fred Astaire. So whenever we'd see him, somewhere in my mind I was thinking, that's my grandpa dropping in to cause trouble, and I always liked that.
I love it. I love it. So tell us, I'm going to let you pick. You talk in the prologue, you mention some Christmas stories in the prologue, and then you have an actual Christmas story called The Mitten. Mm-hmm. You've also got a winter solstice story called Otto. I'm going to let you pick which of those stories you'd like to kind of summarize slash tell us now.
I think given today, I think The Mitten is a good one because it was this Ukrainian folktale I could never understand about a kid who loses his mitten and then all these animals crawl in, you know, one at a time, like a spider and a mouse and a rabbit and a fox and a bear, and they all crawl in this mitten. As a kid, I thought, how could they all fit in that mitten? And then the story goes on, and I go to my grandparents, and kind of to hearken to what you were saying earlier, there's those chairs that are around the table that hold uncles and aunts, and every once in a while, one of those chairs is empty, or a niece or a nephew fills it in, you know? And so there are these memories, and they came flooding back as I was writing this story about Christmas at my grandparents and all my uncles. I mean, my uncles were all avid hunters, and I remember we'd watch Bambi with them, and by the end you're yelling, there's one in the meadow, because they were just these amazing guys and my aunts, and at the end of the mitten, we're all sitting around, and I get to hold a baby, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm holding a baby, and I was only 9 years old, and I'm holding one of my cousin's babies, and in that baby's face, I could see my uncles and aunts and mom and dad. And grandpa, I could even see myself in that baby, and it was like, okay, we do all fit in the mitten, that there's this, you know, whatever's passed down, whatever's all in us, and it's not only physical, but all these traditions, all these things that come together, and that we celebrate every year, and how we create our own Christmas after the Christmases of our youth are gone, and what do we bring with us into the next one?
Kevin, it's so beautiful. Your stories are so beautiful. They're fun. They're wonderful. You find yourself smiling and enjoying the story, and yet they manage to touch where it hurts, but not make it hurt worse.
Well, thank you. I think that's important. What's, you know, and around this time too, what do we hold sacred? You know, and sometimes it's religion, sometimes it's family, but I think these are the times when these times of years, the holidays, are when we have a heightened sense of what's going on around us, and I unabashedly talk about grace as this thing that isn't a touch with the divine. It's finding the divine in the everyday. You know, what in the everyday is magic to us is this, you know, this sacred thing.
Kevin, as a storyteller who may or may not be called on within the bosom of his own family to entertain people, and a man, and as a man who goes home for Christmas to relatives,
mm-hmm.
what are your tips, advice, insights into dealing with family? For some people, dealing with family is great. It's, you know, it's a hug, it's a mitten. And for other people, it's so not.
Yeah. Well, for me, being with family, I think part of the way it works, and, you know, I have family that I haven't seen for years, or family that we just, but to start where we, start where you connect, start where you recognize each other. I think that, you know, if you do have strain in families, a lot of times we start with our differences instead of what connects us. And if you, it's like anything, if you start from success, you build from success. And so to me, that's where we're, you know, it was so odd. Some of the uncles I argued with the most in my youth are the ones I miss the most now. I mean, when you sit at a table, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas, you know, it's your family. You're all there together, and whether, you know, however the tension or the agreement, and I, as a storyteller, I have to say that tension and accidents make the best stories. And so when something goes wrong, I, that's just gold to me.
Do you physically take notes, or does the entire family just turn to you and look and give you the face because they know this is going to end up in a book?
Well, I have to say I'm not the top storyteller in my family. I'm somewhere down the line. I definitely step aside when my brother starts talking because he can throw out a story like nobody else. So I think that when it comes to, you know, the stories, it can be anybody. It sure isn't me. And a lot of times I'm just the one, I'm the secretary, or I'm the one looking around and learning. But boy, I tell you, we got some blabbers in my family.
Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today. What a wonderful Christmas morning, a Christmas Eve morning you've made this for us.
Oh,
Thanks again.
My pleasure.
Kevin Kling is the author of Holiday Inn, and he joined us this morning as our guest on Minnesota Reads. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.